Alice in her Adventures in Wonderland was given the famous expression, curiouser and curiouser, and so become the primary elections. In the GOP race for the Texas 19th Congressional District, we've a few very strong candidates, and for one of them, an outside non-affiliated Federal Political Action Committee has been running fine commercials. The curious eyebrow-raising issue is the treasurer of the PAC is none other than a former district director for the retiring incumbent Randy Neugebauer. This has tongues wagging among political insiders with the question, has the Neugebauer camp decided to pick their own replacement with the ads for Michael Bob Starr? It could be, and it might not be the case at all. We won't be able to see who's funded the newly formed PAC until next week. Several candidates in the race for Texas 19 have been speaking as if they've been lifelong Democrats and still are Democrats, with open calls not just for a fair farm bill and crop insurance program, but for outright subsidies and price supports. Many in the farm welfare lobby may have left the social radicalism of the left, but they've not abandoned much else of their Democrat roots. The same with the government insiders in the race. Their love of government solutions to fix problems created by other government solutions seems to know no bounds, and that's why they're supported by the lobby that makes its living from the merry-go-round. The best candidates in the race for Texas 19 are cause for hope and seem to have strong understandings of constitutional and conservative Republican principles. Both appear to have the makings of a fine representative, but it's still early and much can happen to change the primary landscape. I'm Robert Pratt.